Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us every Wednesday at about this time. What's happening?
Every week. Well, thanks for having me back. We're
you can come on every day.
That'd be a lot of early morning coffee.
let me ask you something I asked Mr. Green yesterday. If something like what has transpired in Kenosha, I'm sure they said, nothing like that could ever happen here. What if that happened here? Is that something you think about?
Yeah, all the time. You know, I'm sure a lot of people think about it. You know, I watch TV, I look at the news, and see a lot of the challenges that other cities are facing and that other communities are facing. It's incredibly frustrating. It's got to be challenging for them, and I think that a lot of people want to see changes made. You know, these are murders in some cases. I think it's pretty flagrant and pretty unnerving to see someone getting into their car and getting shot, you know, 7 times in the back. It's unnerving to see, someone crying out for help on the ground that they can't breathe and then, dying. I think that what it warrants is a pretty big look at our own internal policies. While we like to believe that that can't happen here, and while I do believe that Jackson Police Department has taken very proactive measures in terms of our policies, our use of force policy, in terms of our trainings, in terms of, frankly, our relationships between the city police department and different communities in town, and in particular the African-American community in town. I think that things like that can happen anywhere. So what we have to do is continue to be vigilant, to be prepared. One of the things that we're continuing to do is update our use of force policy, make it more reflective of some of the recent conversations that we've had around when our police department uses force, what kind, and various other things that have come out through the 8 Can't Wait campaign and some of the conversations coming out of other protests, and then make sure that we're continuing to be trained and continuing to self-assess ourselves and likely have more public input into that process. I think that's one of the other key things that I'd like to see is, having the police department report to the director of police and fire services, who reports to the city manager, who reports to city council, who's ultimately accountable to the public. I think that the public should have a lot more input into those policies, maybe more directly. So I think that's something that we're going to be talking about. I think it's something that the Human Relations Commission is talking about. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's frustrating and definitely worrisome. But I think out of that hardship, suffering and those unfortunate incidents, we can make some positive change, not only in Jackson, but across the rest of the state and our country, hopefully.
I see the Planning Commission is meeting today. Anything there?
We met last week, I know, to talk about some of the marijuana ordinance changes that are going in front of council. So it's likely some cleanup work on that. But we met last week to talk about some changes to our licensing to allow for some larger facilities to come in and do cultivation, so grow operations and production. I think that'll open us up a little bit to that industry while also making sure that the businesses that are coming in are going to be good businesses, well-maintained, have a good amount of market share so that they're stable businesses and they're able to create some new jobs. So we're working on that. We had a meeting last week to talk about that, and there's likely some cleanup work going into next week's city council meeting.
We've talked about it umpteen times, but I guess it bears repeating how critical the census can be for Jackson.
Yeah, well, we're fixing. We actually just this week started, last week started work on Thompson, Durand, and Higbee between Carlton and West Michigan. So we're starting to fix more roads. The money that comes for those roads comes through formulas that are directly dependent on our census.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want more road fix, if people want more services here locally, we have to fill out that census. It's one of the obligations as a citizen that we do every decade. But a lot of people just don't realize how incredibly important it is to fill out the census, from roads to, CDBG funds that we use to help fund essential services, rehabbing our parks, a whole range of things that the city has been funding on here to benefit its citizens is dependent on the census, and it takes less than 10 minutes. It's something that you can do online, and it's incredibly important to our community. We're coming up at our deadline here at the end of September, so we're getting into our final push. The last I checked, we were at somewhere around 65% of where we were in past years, so we have a little bit of ground to make up. I know a lot of the efforts of the census and efforts of the community to get information out about the census have been hampered by the pandemic. It's been delayed already. So we want to get that information out there. People have probably seen some lawn signs pop up around town, and we're going to continue to get some information out here in the final push to make sure that everyone can get their census in and get it in on time.
Yeah, don't wait for somebody to knock on your door. take 10 minutes. Take 10 minutes and get it done. City's still working with low-income homeowners on their water bills, Derek?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to be talking about at September 8th, we have a public hearing at the next city council meeting. As you know, one of the can't remember what council meeting it was, but earlier in the year, earlier this summer, we were allocated about $756,000 from the federal government and Community Development Block Grant Fund for coronavirus response and recovery. We put half of that into helping to pay people's water bills, to keep people's water bills on.
Mm-hmm.
Put some of that money into rental assistance and helping low-income renters to pay their rent and avoid eviction. And then we did put a little bit of that into foreclosure prevention and helped dozens of homes to avoid foreclosure this year. So at September 8th, we are proposing to put another $120,000 into water utility shutoff prevention. So we're going to be helping people that are still struggling to pay their water bills to continue to keep the water on and flowing to their home. And during a pandemic, that's one of the most critical things that we can do.
And next meeting is still virtual, right?
Yep, next meeting still virtual. The governor has extended those orders that allow for public bodies to meet and work remotely. So The next meeting is going to be virtual. We're going to do everything that we can to avoid as much danger exposure as possible during the pandemic. And, hopefully we'll be getting back to normal here soon. But, yeah, September 8th is the next meeting. We're still going to air it on JTV and online and on our Facebook other platforms. So people will be able to log on and watch it there and still participate in the process. We're just doing it virtually to help, avoid the spread of COVID.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us every Wednesday at about this time. Thanks, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Have a good weekend.